Shaw Misha is a community-led group with the aim of supporting neurodivergent individuals and their families in the Twin Towns. So we're in the Finn Valley area. It was an organisation that was founded by local parents and community members who saw a clear gap in inclusive supports in the area, and we wanted to create something practical and local.
And what do them supports look like on a day-to-day?
So what we did initially was we carried out a community survey, and in relation to that survey we had 149 responses, which really showed us the level of need and the appetite that there was in the area for more inclusive activities, supports and I suppose understanding in the area. So our aim as a result of that then, after a number of meetings, we had several discussions, and what we wanted to do was, I suppose, build a more inclusive community through the development of things like more sensory-friendly spaces, running accessible activities, family supports, and ultimately to work with local businesses in order to improve awareness. I suppose most importantly, the ultimate aim is to make sure that neurodivergent people and their families feel supported and included in their own community. What we think is key is that, you know, every child deserves to feel like they belong, and setting up Shaw Misha was about turning awareness into action.
There is a gap, especially when it comes to supports for families and for neurodivergent children. It can be hard for families to find a space and to find a social outlet for their children. It's, you know, they're just not readily available.
It absolutely is. And we set up some Easter activities in order to address this. This is the first tranche, I suppose, really, in rolling out activities locally in the area. And as you said, it is quite difficult to find a space that's tailored to the needs of neurodivergent individuals. I mean, one of the things that we had discussed in our meetings was the fact that it's very difficult for parents to find accessible spaces for their children. And even us as a committee, it was quite difficult to, you know, a lot of us would have children with additional needs, and it would have been quite difficult for us to find the time in order to have those meetings, I suppose, and ensure that our children were looked after. So ultimately the aim would be that, you know, there would be a space for parents to go and know that their children are provided for and that their children are safe. Also we have the issue of the siblings of neurodivergent children, and the aim is that we want everything to be inclusive. So in the future we would hope that we would provide activities that would be open to siblings of the neurodivergent children as well.
That's an element that is, I suppose, not as commonly talked about. You know, there's so much fighting need to be done for services to make sure that, you know, supports, as in, you know, physiotherapy, speech therapy, all of these appointments and things that come with trying to support a child with additional needs, that often the siblings of those children are involved in trying to make, you know, life as easy as possible. And they also want the best life for their siblings. So to have something that does include them, it's not something that is usually seen.
No. I did notice that they have liquid therapy in Rosnaula, and that's a model where they have an Easter camp now coming up, actually, where they have siblings involved. So I think that is a really, really good idea, that we're providing an outlet for families and even for the siblings to build upon their relationships outside of the house and in a stress-free environment, I suppose.
And finally, Angela, people who hear this and they want to learn a bit more, where can they go?
Okay, so we have just this week set up our Facebook page, Shaw Misha, This Is Me. All of our information is available on there in relation to our Easter activities, our aims and objectives, and how people can get involved. It's open to anybody to help out and ensure neurodivergent people in the Thin Valley and the Twin Towns feel supported and included. So if they pop over there, they can see all the activities that we've arranged. Our email address is there, and we're encouraging as many people who have an interest in this area to join our private Facebook page, because I just hope that this is going to be a safe place and a safe space for people who are working with neurodivergent children and who have them, who are looking after them and are carers for them as part of their family. Because very often, I think, you know, we talk about the likes of CAMS and OT and physio and so on and so forth, but often the support that parents most often need is a listening ear and somebody who's been in the same situation as them, and just to provide a sounding board, which I hope that Facebook page will do.